did change. The storm died as swiftly as it had begun. Everyone collapsed, even the lady. But unconsciousness did not come with collapse. By the wan light remaining, I saw the circling Taken decide their hour had come. They fell back, gathered velocity, cut a ballistic cord through the null, each loosing 4 of those 30-foot spears meant for shattering wind whales, and I sat on the hard ground drooling, hand in hand with their target. Through sheer will, I guess, the lady managed to murmur, "They can read the future as well as I," which made no sense at the time. I overlooked that. 8 shafts arced down. Father Tree responded. 2 carpets disintegrated beneath their riders. The shafts exploded so high that none of their fiery charge reached the ground. The Taken did, though. They plunged in neat arcs into a dense coral reef east of us. Then the sleepiness came. The last thing I recall was that the glaze had left the 3 eyes of Goblin and One Eye. Chapter 44. The Quickening. There were dreams. Endless, horrible dreams. Someday, if I live so long, if I survive what is yet to come, I may record them, for they were the story of a god that is a tree, and of the thing his roots bind. No, I think not. One life of struggle and horror is enough to report, and this one goes on. The lady stirred first. She reached over, pinched me. The pain wakened my nerves. She gasped in a voice so soft I barely heard it. "Get up. Help me. We have to move your white rose." Made no sense. The null. I was shivering. I thought it was reaction to whatever struck me down. The thing below is of this world. The tree is not. Wasn't me shivering. It was the ground, ever so gently and rapidly. And now I became aware of a sound, something far away, deep down. I began to get the idea. Fear is one hell of a motivator. I got my feet under me. Above, the tinkle of old Father Tree beat maddeningly. There was panic in his wind chime song. The lady rose, too. We staggered toward Darling, supporting one another. Each groggy step spiced more life into my sluggish blood. I looked into Darling's eyes. She was aware, yet paralyzed. Her face was frozen halfway between fear and disbelief. We hoisted her up, each slipping an arm around her. The lady began counting steps. I remember no other labor so damnably great. I do not recall another time when I ran so much on will alone. The shaking of the earth waxed rapidly into the shudder of passing horsemen, then to a landslide's uproar, then to an earthquake. The ground around Father Tree began to writhe and buckle. A gout of flame and dust blasted upward. The tree tinkled a shriek. Blue lightning rioted in his hair. We pressed even harder in our flight down and across the creek. Something behind us began to scream. Images in mind. That which was rising was in agony. Father Tree subjected it to the torments of hell. But it came on, determined to be free. I no longer looked